Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, under the skills framework, finance professionals will be able to upgrade their skills and remain relevant to the industry under a framework launched specifically for that industry last month. The skills framework is an integral part of the industry transformation maps launched by the Ministry of Trade and Industry.
Well, under the 4.5 billion Singapore dollar industry transformation program, roadmaps will be developed for 23 industries to address issues within each industry and deepen partnerships between government, firms, industries, trade associations and chambers. And to tell us more about the skills framework component is Safra Mohamed Yusof from the Skills Future Development Division. So tell us, what is the skills framework component of the industry transformation map?
Thank you. The skills framework provides a common skills reference for individuals, employers, and also education and training providers. It is a repository of resources that aims to facilitate skills upgrading, skills recognition, and supports the design of training programs. The skills framework is jointly developed by SkillsFuture Singapore, Workforce Singapore, the respective lead agencies, together with employers, education and training providers, unions, associations and professional bodies. And as a result of this collaboration is a set of extensive information that has been categorized into five components, namely the sector information, where one can find information such as emerging trends and skills in demand, the career pathways, which outlines vertical and lateral progressions, information on occupations and job roles, which identifies the work functions and key tasks for each job role, the associated current and emerging skills and competencies that includes both technical as well as the soft skills, and last but not least, a list of training programs that one can consider attending to close the skill gaps.
So it sounds like the ones who benefit the most might be employees, Safra. How can they go about doing this?
Yes, so it can be the employees, the employers as well. So let's look at the employees. Today, we categorize them as individuals. These are the professionals who are currently working in the sector, or they can also be considered as a new entrant, who are the mid-career switchers, job seekers, as well as students. Right? Let's take a look at the professionals who are currently in the sector. They can reference the relevant skills framework to plan for their vertical career progression, as well as lateral career progression could be across tracks. And then they can identify the skills need for that career progression or transition, after which they can then close the skill gaps by attending the relevant training. And then as for the new entrants who are going into a new sector, they can have a better understanding of the career pathways and the attributes needed to take on a particular occupation in the sector. They can assess their career interests, make an informed decision before settling on a career choice. Personally, I think this is an important consideration before making that career switch.
And if I'm now listening to this chat at this moment, where can individuals or even companies find out more info on Skills Framework?
So the information can be found on the SkillsFuture website at skillsfuture.sg/skills-framework, right? We have all the information that is in the skills framework together with all the resources and tools as well.
Talk to us about then how employers can benefit.
Okay, so the employers, or sometimes we call it as a companies, they can reference the skills framework to plan for their workforce transition. An example of such transition that we have seen is due to digital transformation, right? So it's important for employers to help their employees be ready as their jobs change, so as to ensure that the workforce remains relevant and productive. They can use the skills framework to identify emerging trends, emerging job roles and skills in order to remain competitive, and then make an informed decisions on skills investment. They can also use the skills framework to design progressive HR practices. Examples, employers can hire and reward talents based on skills.
Well, how many skills frameworks have been introduced? And will they be refreshed to kind of reflect the new skills demands?
Yes. All right. So we now have over 30 skills framework for sectors across manufacturing and as well as services sectors. Examples, energy and chemicals, design, financial services, and the latest one being skills framework for workplace safety and health, which was launched just yesterday. So yes, the skills framework will be refreshed regularly to reflect new skills demand. We are, in fact, in the midst of reviewing and refreshing some of the frameworks that were introduced earlier. Examples, aerospace, environmental services, the infocom technology and security, just to name a few. And our current approach is to work closely with the lead agencies. We're going to consult companies, industry partners and training providers on updating the skills and job roles as they may change, right? Or over time, be enhanced due to a transformation. So we also undertake environmental scanning, such as research and analysis of future trends impacting jobs and skills. And in addition to that, we are exploring to leverage on technology, big data and tools to monitor business trends that will impact the job contents and skill shift. This information or insights on jobs and skills will then be used to refresh the skills framework more quickly.
We're speaking to Safra Mohammed Yusof from the Skills Future Development Division about skills framework, which is an integral part of the industry transformation maps, which the MTI has launched here in Singapore. Safra, what's the feedback been so far from, say, individuals who have participated and from companies as well?
Okay. Well, it's heartening to know that individuals and companies find the skills framework useful and relevant. The individuals have shared that the skills framework helps them to chart out their career pathways, widens their knowledge on the job roles in the sector. Companies have expressed interest in wanting to find out more about skills framework. Some of them have successfully incorporated the skills framework into their own HR practices, such as training development plans. And one such example is Fong's Engineering and Manufacturing, a local SME. They have used the skills framework for precision engineering to develop their own organizational competency framework as part of their transformation efforts. And this skills framework facilitates their reskilling of their employees for the new smart factory and support professional development for their staff.
Are there any other tangible results from the framework? Any more successful stories you can tell us?
Okay. Always like to hear success stories.
Okay, sure. We do have a few. But before that, let me just share that we are currently conducting the second survey on companies' adoption of the skills framework. From our first survey a year ago, about 40% of the respondents shared that the company had adopted the skills framework in HR-related practices, and over 70% said that they are aware of the skills framework. So one example of a sector that benefited is the early childhood education sector, ECCE for short, where the childcare centres and kindergartens embarked on a journey 2 years ago to enhance their HR processes and practices, particularly in the areas of talent attraction and learning and development. And as a result of that, more than 100 ECC organizations have benefited from referencing the skills framework to form their talent development and L&D plans. The outcome was an improvement in staff retention, reduction in man hours for recruitment, and savings in recruitment costs for every new hire.
So it sounds like awareness might be there. What do you think holds people back from taking part, though, Safra?
Yes. So we do recognize that there's always areas for improvement. And one feedback that we have actually received is they find that there's a lot of information in the skills framework. Companies are not sure where to start, where to begin.
Option paralysis. Too much, right,
yes,
Safra?
Yes. And so we hear them. We have since developed tools and resources such as videos, ready editable templates that they can download very easily in just 3 steps. And that has helped a lot, I believe. Hopefully, that will have increased the adoption as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you think the skills framework will go about evolving, though, Safra, to continue to meet evolving needs as well?
I mentioned briefly that we will continue to regularly update the skills framework. We recognize that businesses... Workplace today is rapidly changing, particularly in the age of increased automation. So we observe that employers are increasingly looking for skills, knowledge and abilities. So we will continue to work with our partners. We will continue to explore using technology and tools, right, to update the skills framework more regularly to keep it current.
Safra Mohammed Yusuf from the Skills Future Development Division. Thank you, Safra, for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.